The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
It's been 6 years since power pop god Matthew Sweet released an album of original music. But brothers and sisters, I am here to tell you that there is a light at the end of that tunnel. Sweet has completed what is essentially a double album, though being released as a single disc and a separate bonus collection, but due out this year. So I thought I'd give him a call to get the details. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
Your master is freezing. You're keeping you locked in a cage of your own.
You've sort of like done the soft announce in other interviews that new music is on the way, but the last time, the last Originals album was 2011's Modern Art, and there was the Volume 3 of Under the Covers. But, you know, I'm going to ask the basic generic question of, like, what have you been doing the last few years?
It's so weird that much time passed. It kind of blows my mind. I think a lot, you know, 2 or 3 years of it can be attributed to just my wife and I moving. You know, after 20 years in Los Angeles, we moved to Nebraska. I'm sure we probably talked about that before. But, you know, that kind of took, you know, about a year. First of all, not even a year into it, my mother died. So that kind of made everything change in just a odd, not definable way, you know. But you go through what you go through. And I never had a parent, you know, die before her. So I think that kind of froze me. It made me get going slowly on the Kickstarter because it just kind of knocked me out a little bit and I just didn't really know how to start working, you know. By the time I started the record, it was a couple years ago, after I'd sold it on Kickstarter. It probably didn't start it for like 9 months, and then I've just been working on it. And because I did multiple batches of songs, I really wanted to have a lot of songs to pull from. That took me a little longer too, but the result I think is really, really good, and I'm really excited about it.
I can't understand you.
So, you know, as far as the songs themselves, I mean, is there, I don't know, a mood or a concept or even a theme to these songs, especially having come, you know, in the wake of something as tragic as losing your parents?
Well, I think that they're, you know, losing my mother is in there. Being excited with kind of a clean slate is in there. Pondering the universe is in there. You know, a lot of topics probably I would normally attack, but I think it's hard for me to say what it overall seems like. It's got a pretty widely varied kinds of things on it, which is one of the reasons I did so many groups of songs, is to just try to make sure I had really good things of all kinds, you know.
Because you need to get back in the arms of a good friend. And I need
You are so closely associated, not just with a specific instrument, the guitar, but even that style of pop rock that, you know, is kind of, you know, people have kind of stamped you with your entire career.
Yeah.
And have you ever thought that painted you into a corner? Because you do mess with other sounds, you know, different versions of rock.
Yeah.
Paint you into a corner, and does it make it hard to paint outside of those lines because of that label?
I think if I were to absorb those kind of ideas and think about it, maybe it would influence me to some degree, but it's just not how I do it, you know? So once I'm making songs, I'm just not really thinking about where I come from, you know what I mean? I just do kind of whatever. But I mean, obviously over the years, I found out people say power pop, and that's fine with me. I'm amazed to still exist, you know? I'll wait till 3,000 to get in the Rock Hall of Fame. I probably will. It won't exist, I suppose. Rock? What was that?
I've been waiting. I want to.
but no, I don't. I don't really feel restricted, and it was kind of fun being here because I did a couple songs that I did sort of early on, actually, in the record. I did one where Gary Louris did some vocals on it and played some guitar on it, and then a second one that he played on some. And they were kind of country rock, you know?
Yep.
But then there's like kind of a acid-y surf song on it. So there's like something that's weird sort of surf. And then there's this kind of baroque, ballady, trippy stuff that, you know, a couple of songs, I just love how they turned out so much. And part of it is from his musicianship, but Rod Argent played on grand piano on two songs.
Oh, that's awesome.
And both those songs are just elevated by his talent. I don't know. I'm curious for people to hear it. It'll be interesting to see what they like. You know, I actually gave all the roughs to more people than I usually do around me. And everybody made, like, lists, tried to, you know, prioritize what they liked the most. And the first kind of 15 or so of those were just everyone picked them. You know, so I feel pretty good about, you know, the main core of songs.
That's Matthew Sweet, and we'll all be looking forward to the new album later this year. For more of my interviews, head to Facebook and Twitter at Kyle Meredith. Thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing and editing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound. The sunshine.